everyone. Welcome to the World Bank EdTech Podcast. On our last episode, World Bank Senior Education and Technology Specialist Cristobal Cobo spoke with the director of the MIT-wide initiative on responsible AI for social empowerment in education, Cynthia Brazil, about RAISE and its Day of AI, which seeks to engage K-12 students in a series of freely available, hands-on activities designed to introduce them to AI and how it plays a part in their lives today. This week, Cristobal Cobo speaks with Day of AI participant Betsy Orenos about her experience introducing students to AI in Guatemala. Betsy is a Google for Education certified trainer and coach and teaches innovation to high school students in Guatemala.
Welcome to the World Bank EdTech Podcast, a conversation on the use of technology and innovation in education globally. My name is Cristobal Cobo, and I'm the Senior Education Technology Specialist at the World Bank. I'm delighted to welcome you to this new episode from Artificial Intelligence and Education series. This is a collaboration between the World Bank and Digital Promise. I have a wonderful guest for the show today, Betsy Orenos. She is a high school innovation teacher, institutional coach, Google certified educator, trainer and coach, and leader of the Google Education Group in Guatemala. Wow, that's a long title. It's fantastic to have you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Cristobal. It is a pleasure to be here.
And the pleasure is ours. Tell us a little bit of where you're based now, but also your working environment, physically where you work and how do you connect with your students and teachers?
So I live in Guatemala City, the land of eternal spring. I work in an international school, so I have to confess that I am in a very privileged school where we have access to a wide variety of resources, including technology. However, that is not the case for the other schools in my country. There is a limitation to access to resources where mostly private schools are the ones that have access to different types of technology. Now, the public school system barely has access to it. Students do not have access to a device like in other countries, a one-to-one device. So there's a great need in my country. That is why I have to tell you that I feel privileged, but the situation is not the same for everybody here. So my students are high school students. I work with teenagers. There are different challenges, especially post-pandemic. And one of the greatest challenges teachers are facing now, and I'm sure that teachers out there will agree with me, is their social emotional learning. It's been harder for students to come back to a face-to-face environment. And we are struggling a lot with routines again and those interpersonal relationships. However, they are motivated to be back. They get to be with their friends. Now, the thing here is that we need to compete for their attention, because when they were at home, they were in a very different setting where there was no control. So that's one of the challenges. But what I am happy for is their curiosity. They continue being curious. And these courses that are taking place where they can get a hold of technology and learn about emerging technologies like AI or virtual reality or augmented reality, that gets them very excited about learning. In Guatemala in general, many schools have not returned to campus, and not every student has a computer. As I said before, they barely have access. Many students stop going to school, and they have to stay with their parents to work or support them with their daily duties. So it's a sad picture about my country, and that's why I have to tell you that I feel privileged, because the situation for other schools, for other children in other schools, is not the same. The school year is about to wrap up for Guatemalan schools. And the topic that a lot of teachers are talking about is that big gap that has been created. That's another challenge. So social emotional learning and the learning gap, those are two big challenges that we're facing now.
The $1 million question, do teachers like technology?
There are a lot of fears. Of course, it's natural. We've come a long way with all of these new trends and new things that have come up. And after the pandemic, a lot of the teachers had to jump in without any other given choice. Now we can see more teachers successfully integrating technology in their classrooms. We can see the benefits. It's important that they remember not to go back to the old ways. It's important to take all of the good things that they learn and continue promoting them and including them in the learning and teaching processes.
So maybe you can walk us through, what is this AI Day and how do you get involved?
I learned about the Day of AI in one of my personal learning networks, the International Society of Technology for Education. So the ECN AI and STEM Explorations Network with the wonderful Nancy Blair Black, who has been an AI in education advocate. I had the opportunity to participate in a scholarship where I was able to learn about AI explorations in the classroom. This was new to me, Cristobal. I had no idea of what AI had to do with education at all. I had a notion of what AI was, but I started out from zero. And all of this led me to feel more curious about the Day of AI. I started sharing with my students in the innovation and technology courses that I teach. And it made me realize how little they are informed about the topic. That motivated me to bring the Day of AI to the school. Now, I was able to be successful sharing with them because in the dayofai.org, there are materials for elementary teachers, for middle school teachers, for high school teachers. So it doesn't really matter what level, what grade level you're teaching. You will surely find materials that you can bring to your class.
Fantastic. And what are the main benefits that you share with your teachers when you're doing coaching or training?
Something that I help my teachers understand is that there's a ladder. Bringing technology just to substitute what you typically do, like an exam on a piece of paper, you can easily put it on a Google form or any kind of digital way, but that's not it. We have to try or to strive to reach the top of the ladder, which is redefinition, allowing students to do more with technology, to take technology in their hands and use it to enhance their learning and their demonstrations of learning, to create, to invent, to innovate. That's where we want to go with technology. The Day of AI in my school took place in a very interesting way. Really, no one was talking about it in class. And when my students had the opportunity to see the Day of AI as something that was taking place for the very first time and interact with the content, get their hands on different activities to help them learn about machine learning, about deepfakes, about ethics, they were able to even handle new vocabulary for them, words that they had not used before, and talk to their friends about it. Not the whole school was able to participate. We focused more on high school students. And I really like the fact that my students were empowered. They felt empowered with this new knowledge and wanted to share with their other classmates. So that's how they came up with the idea of facilitating a workshop in a fun way, an activity where they could visit their friends' classrooms and carry out a little activity, a hands-on activity, and then talk a little bit about it and wrapping it up with the importance of ethics in AI. So it's been an amazing experience. And I think it's a kind of eye-opener that a lot of more people in our society need, especially in Latin American countries. All of these technologies arrive later on, and we need to be the ones digging for it, exploring it, losing the fear to what is new. And the first time that I was thinking about AI and what I would learn, I was thinking, oh, this is only for scientists or computer scientists and engineers. And how am I going to learn about it? It's going to be too difficult for me. But it really isn't. Those fundamental concepts that we all need to handle and understand and transfer to our students so that they can take earlier decisions in their careers, wiser decisions in their everyday life. That's why it is important to bring the Day of AI to your school.
That's super inspiring.
One of my students' favorite activities was the one in code.org, where they have to train the machine to classify fish in the ocean. And afterwards, they train the model so that it can classify trash from life in the ocean, And this would give a solution to cleaning oceans. So they think of AI for good and the different ways in which AI can contribute in health and the environment, in transportation, in security. So there are many different ways they discussed, and they really loved that activity in code.org. You can find it in the module of CS Discoveries in Machine Learning. It's a very easy activity, and it can be a great starting point for your students, even for yourself. It's a fun activity to learn. The Day of AI, they were able to have students reflect on what was AI and what was not, because they confused technology and AI. So they did an unplugged activity where they had to categorize with objects around them if their clock was AI or not, if it was an analog or digital or smart watch like that. That was very interesting because you don't necessarily need an app or a platform to do that. You can do that as an unplugged activity. And then they captured the students' reflections in a 3-2-1 activity. They gave them little notes where they wrote three things they were concerned, two questions they still had about AI, and one new thing they had learned in the workshop. So everybody contributed with their ideas, and they created a mural with all of the students' 3-2-1 papers. And that was a wrap-up for the Day of AI activities in our school. And everybody participated. Even the teachers got involved. Students from 9th to 12th grade participated in the activities. My colleagues, they were very excited. I particularly remember the literature teacher's comment about the activity because she was very curious. And the next day, after the Day of AI, she continued playing videos for her students on more ethics issues about AI and more discoveries in AI. So we got her attention. She continued doing activities. Other colleagues also came back and asked how we learned, and some of them have been exploring. But one of the major successes was with the math teacher. He was able to carry out the first integration activity in our school. He had his calculus students create chatbots. So what was the purpose of the goal of his project? The students show their mastery on the topics they were learning. If I'm not wrong, they were learning about functions. And they had to train a chatbot that could assist new students learning about functions. So depending on what you told or commanded the chatbot could give you back either examples of functions, the definitions of functions. They even created videos. So the chatbot, if you ask the chatbot to give you an example or a little tutorial on how to solve a function, the chatbot could do that. That's one of the greatest successes from bringing the Day of AI to our school. Everybody is involved. This responsibility is not only entitled to the technology teacher. I think that all of us teachers are responsible for sharing with our students these concepts, these foundations of AI, at least getting a little understanding of what it is, and most importantly, the ethical.
I like your approach. And let's go to this top of the ladder idea, the redefinition or the transformation. What do you have in mind when you present that concept? How does it look, an environment where technology is effectively integrated and you make the best of it in the learning environment?
Cristóbal, the most important thing to keep in mind is that we have been talking about 21st century skills, and we cannot wait. I mean, we are already in this for 21st century, and it's our responsibility as teachers to empower our students with those skills. And how can we do that? Of course, with the help of technology. We are preparing our students for jobs that do not even exist and providing them the opportunities to use their creativity in the classroom, to use communication skills, to be able to curate content and do something else with it that goes beyond the classroom and the learning objectives and the teacher expectations, even because sometimes we set the bar at some point, but they can impress us if we let them impress us with what they can do with technology. So That's basically what I try to motivate my teachers to think, and what I also try to do in my own class. The day of AI, that day I posted in my social networks what my students were doing, and a teacher from El Salvador wrote to me and asked me what was it about. He asked if we could have a call, a video conference, and if my students could present to his students in El Salvador. So my students connected that day, at the very end of the day, and presented to the students in El Salvador. Through my social networks, I guess I have been able to share and show a little bit of what we did that day. And many colleagues asked about it and how to get involved. Afterwards, because of that audience that I was able to reach in my Google Educator group, we organized a webinar to share out with teachers all of the resources and explain to them what we had done, what I had done in my school, and where they could access more resources and more information. So we facilitated a collection of resources, and we explained in the webinar, teachers from many different countries connected. If you are curious about what the webinar was about, you can look it up in our channel, GEG Wate, in YouTube. And that's where we left all of the resources if teachers are curious to see what we curated for them. I think that Day of AI came to our school and came here to stay. And we would really love to have something done with other schools around us. It would be amazing that instead of just having our students share the workshops with their classmates, that we could do something to exchange ideas and practices with other students in other schools in our country. We had that opportunity in El Salvador online. But I think that there's so much more that you can do where you are with the people that are close to you. And in our case, I would love for the next Day of AI to be more impactful, to involve more people in Guatemala, to have more teachers jump in and participate. I was probably the only one this time, but as of the next Day of AI, my dream is to have more teachers collaborate and do more activities to get more people involved, and even the community, the parents. If I was lucky enough to have the parents sponsor our t-shirts for the Day of AI, I think that we could do more because they will support it.
I totally agree. The 21st century is here, but the 21st century is getting old and we have to find ways of reinventing things. You mentioned some of the opportunities, some of the windows that can be open when technology is open, is available and is well integrated. And what are some of the main challenges that you have observed when bringing technology to the teacher community?
Well, first of all, Cristobal, there's a paradigm. One of them is, well, this paradigm starts with thinking that students are already good in technology because they are digital natives.
Are they digital natives? Do you think so?
They are digital natives when it is convenient for certain things, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But they always need us to guide them, to facilitate the learning opportunities, because they're not going to use technology to learn. That's not their nature. They're going to use technology for fun, to make friends, to socialize. That's what they use technology for. So that is where we have to intervene as teachers. That is our role. And that's the other paradigm, that we are afraid. We don't want to get into that world because we are always thinking they're going to be ahead of us. But it's unbelievable, Cristóbal, that we have to jump in when it comes to digital literacy, digital citizenship, when we have to set the tools for them to put together pieces of a project, let them know how they can display their different representations of learning. It's unbelievable, but we are the ones who need to pave that way, so that they can truly say that they are very knowledgeable in technology, that they can handle technology the way that it is expected. Mm-hmm. And we have to leave that thought aside that they're going to be better than us. They can take advantage. They can, of course, get better, but they need us for that. George Kouros has a quote that I like very much, that it's not about technology, but it is technology in the hands of good teachers that works in education. I kind of paraphrase it there, but it wouldn't stand alone. It's the teachers who are getting a hold of it getting empowered by it to really transform what is happening in their classrooms. That's the reality. One of my concerns, and it's a reality in our countries, is that there is still this thought that men have more involvement in technology and all of these topics, emerging technologies. What is next? What I would love to do next is have more women, more girls involved in this. Believe me, I sometimes myself feel that I'm not heard enough as a woman, especially teaching technology and innovation to my students. But I think that we have to be brave enough to break that paradigm and take the leadership and share with other women, empower other women, other girls to feel part and become involved. I was able to open artificial intelligence as an elective course this semester, and I have 13 boys and 4 girls. What does that tell you? There's still a lot to be done to get the message to girls and women that even though it sounds as a topic that is just for men, we have to stop believing that. That's a wrong belief. And we have to let women know and girls know that they can also feel empowered and join this movement of raising awareness and being part, because we're going to need them in the future as advocates. All those people creating the and training AI, we need more women representation there so that there is less bias in terms of gender.
That's super helpful. And now, starting from the parents' point of view, is there any risk in AI, particularly with young age people? Anything that is important to be aware of or any precaution measures need to be considered?
I had the opportunity to invite parents to be part of this as well. This is just a fun fact. When we started planning all the workshops, parents even sponsored some t-shirts for the students who were leading the workshops. And I was able to bring the topic and share it with them. We had a little online meeting and they were very thankful because, as I was telling you, the information is out there. The problem is people not bringing it into the classroom and bringing these discussions to the classroom. So are there any risks? Of course, there are. And the biggest or the greatest risks is not being well informed. And when our students bump into technologies that already have AI and they don't understand how it is working, as simple as what you are giving away, you know, and you're giving away your privacy when you're interacting with AI systems, however they are, if it's your social network, if you are shopping, if you're, I don't know, listening to music on your favorite app, from that moment, that's where risks begin. And we need to help our students learn about that. So parents were thankful and they definitely agree with the importance of bringing AI to the classrooms.
Mm-hmm. I think for all of us, digital awareness plays such an important role. And we have been talking about AI, but the truth is many of the things that you have shared and experience that you have illustrated now also are relevant for other dimensions such as, I don't know, coding, computational thinking, and other abilities that are increasingly developed among kids. And based on your experience, see, I wanted to ask you, what do you recommend to teach those subjects as a standalone subject or to integrate those subjects in other disciplines?
Thank you, Cristobal. It's important to support teachers. And I'm going to answer this question as an instructional coach, not as a teacher only, but as an instructional coach, I can tell you that leaving those subjects as standalone puts in people's mind and teachers' minds that it's only the technology teacher's responsibility, and it's not that way. And, you know, it is even more meaningful for students when they can see the application of their STEM classes or areas applied in other subject areas. Gives them a clear idea of how they're going to be able to apply it in real life. If you don't give them those opportunities, if you're just isolating your technology course, your coding course, you're really not helping your students understand how important these areas, these STEM areas are in real life. So my advice for teachers is to give it a try with project-based learning. That's a fabulous methodology that you can implement and that can bring all the subject areas together And not only that, but the collaboration among other teachers, which makes it even more fun for the students. So that's what I think.
That's extremely helpful. Thank you. And you mentioned earlier the idea of ethics in AI. How do you bring that conversation with kids, for instance?
Well, there are different scenarios that help us guiding them in reflection. So it is through reflection, because there is a concept that most of us students don't manage yet, which is bias. And when it comes to AI and bias in AI, the conversations get a little bit more and more serious, but it's important for them to understand when they're going to be able to use their voice to defend people's rights, gender, race, social status, privacy. One of these matters that have to do with ethics and AI, it's not simple, but it's really fun to get in these conversations and reflect together about how to decrease or handle that bias, how to look at it.
And that's super helpful. Another question I have is, when you work with young people, I wonder if they also separate between technology and AI, because they were born in an environment where AI is natural, it's part of the ecosystem. So I wonder if it's coming only from us, the adults say, this is AI, this is not AI. Do you feel that kids have that distinction as well, or is it more natural?
Well, you're going to find a very awesome activity in the Day of AI that helps you with that concept to help them understand what is AI and what is not AI. And more specifically, think about what is involved when training a machine, when teaching a machine to be able to interact with humans and understand humans' tasks and carry them out. That's a very critical point there. And in the material, in the resources, there are very awesome activities, even unplugged activities that teachers can do to help their students understand the difference of what is AI and what is not.
That's extremely helpful. Thank you. And my last question has to do with, let's picture that tomorrow you are Minister of Education from any country. What would you recommend to expand the philosophy of the Day of AI to the Year of AI in the schools?
Well, I would like to share with you and with our audience, currently applying to the Innovator Academy for Google. And this was one of my ideas, you know, something that I strongly believe in is thinking how we can engage and drive teacher acceptance towards exploring artificial intelligence in the classroom. Cristobal, there are so many resources now. The dayofai.org is an example. ESTE provides a lot of resources, EdSearch, and I can continue listing them. I mean, if you simply Google AI lesson plans in the classroom, you will find a lot of resources. Also, there is teacher training if teachers are interested. Next year, I'm pretty sure there are going to be openings for the scholarship sponsored by ESTE and General Motors so that you can learn more about how to bring AI to your classroom. So I am convinced, Cristobal, that there's no excuse for us. This is a need, and we have to find a way now to encourage our teachers. I think that we all need a little motivation. I was scared myself, and that will be something I would love for a minister of education to understand, that we can be scared. That's valid. We have our fears. We are very busy teachers. We don't have time. We're always doing something. But if there is support, if there's awareness, if we're encouraged, we can get involved. And again, the word collaboration comes again here, because when we collaborate, things are easier. So I would support programs where teachers can collaborate and they can get firsthand experiences with AI in the classroom. And you know, the UNESCO has also signed a Beijing agreement, if I'm not wrong, if it's an agreement, where AI can be brought in education in three different ways. So the first idea from the UNESCO is to be able to bring AI in a way that you can experience it through apps. There's Google Arts and Culture, where kids can play with AI and also explore art and history. That will be the first thing. The second one is where teachers can begin using AI to assist the teaching and learning processes to help students. So maybe, you know, using it to grade their exams or to check papers, or even having a smart assistant in the class or creating a chatbot. That would be another. And the third one is then providing opportunities for creating. So that's where the hands-on activities would come, so that students can directly understand and interact with AI. So I'm not saying it. I'm just supporting it. And that's what I would promote and preach to teachers.
Now we have the luxury of having people listening to us from many, many countries. If they are in a school or they work in education and they would like to know more, they can go to thedayofai.org and they can download those resources and share it in their school. Is that the case?
Exactly. And the most amazing thing is that they are in English and in Spanish. Everything is completely free. You just have to sign up. And that's it. You get access to all the resources, presentations, teacher guides, everything's there for them.
And can they connect with other teachers who have been working in this kind of experience?
There's a network within it where you can connect, but there are other personal learning networks on Twitter and Facebook that you can join and connect with other teachers that are doing these efforts, making these efforts of bringing AI to the classroom. And I encourage everybody to look for them and join them, because you don't feel alone. And whenever you have questions, there are always other teachers sharing their experiences and best practices.
Sounds super good and fun. Not only in the resources, but connecting with people. Thank you. That's fantastic. We really appreciate you sharing your experience and putting the emphasis in these human-centered technologies and how the technologies can add value and enhance and empower the role of teachers and not in the other way around. Thank you so much for this inspiring experience and the resources that you have shared. I'm sure the teaching community will have a look at these resources and they will reconnect with you in one of the many channels that you already mentioned.
I think that with your support, you know, spreading the word of what's happening in a country like Guatemala, such a little country with so humble people, that something else can really happen, that it drags the attention of politicians and leaders to get involved, because it's not the job of only a teacher, a female teacher. There has to be more people involved, especially people who have more access, people who have more resources that could support this even better in our countries. It's a work that I do voluntarily. I do not expect anything back from it, but what I do expect and would be my best reward is to see education changing in our countries, because I think that our students deserve that.
Thank you so much.